The Jay Hood Podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Woo! Oh, God! Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got JC, and we got you on a Deal Breakers Thursday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. That's our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we thank you for keeping the conversation going. That's where we can watch this show and every show right here on Chicago's home for sports. You know, Cap, we have shot or no shot in an hour, but before we get there, there's a number of things we have to talk about here in hour number one, and that is where we are right now. It is December 15th. Some host will always start up saying, it is December 15th, 2022, 7:01 and 42 seconds here on your sports leader, whatever, right? I'm just looking at the calendar and saying, we're going to be flipping the calendar soon here to 2023. I will just tell you, there's some dark days here in 2022 for our teams. Based on what we saw on the West Side yesterday with the Bulls, what's happening and what's not happening with our baseball teams, with the Bears going in the wrong direction at 3-10. Brother, and the Blackhawks and humiliated by Washington on their own home ice the other night. It's not been good here in Chicago.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Detroit, Michigan. Can you explain something to me, please? When did we wake up? And I said this, Snorling. And good morning, Snorling. Good morning, JC. Good morning, Hoodie. What would be a good comp for the rage that I feel about our teams? And he said, don't say Kansas City. They've got Patrick Mahomes, and they've got this, you know, really good football team. Hoodie? And please don't call in here and go, well, the sky won. I'm not talking about the sky. I'm talking about the major four sport teams. Baseball. Jed Hoyer supposedly now is not on the same page with business ops. And so there's articles in the Tribune, the Athletic, and NBC Sports Chicago with Gordon Wittenmeyer that there's this dysfunction between Jed and Crane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The White Sox can't get out of their own way to get anything done. Nothing.
Right.
And supposedly we can't spend any money. We don't have enough to do this. The biggest contract team history, $73 million. Freaking Twins offer $280 to Carlos Correa.
That's correct.
The Tigers have Baez. Good or bad, $160. The White Sox are doing nothing.
Run it back after 81 and 81. Just run it back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Blackhawks are irrelevant. Irrelevant.
That was embarrassing. We didn't talk about it, but Ovechkin, you know, was in a top three all-time goal scorer.
He's now number two, isn't he? Or he's about to become number two.
On our ice,
he got three of them.
On national television.
Bludgeoned us. What, 7-2,
yeah,
whatever it
pretty
was.
Pretty bad.
The Bulls lose last night. They allow one of the worst shooting teams in the NBA to make threes like they're going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine might be one of the, it's the right term, the lowest basketball IQs I've watched. Will Perdue had the great line. He's an athlete who happens to play basketball. He's not a basketball player.
Oof.
The Bears, They're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
With no turnaround quickly in sight. So I've given you five teams. Not one is trying to win. You got that audio there from the Golden State Warriors owner. I'm maniacal about one thing, winning championships.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his money where his mouth is. Over $500 million they're spending between luxury tax, salaries, everything else for basketball op, coaches, all of it. So when did I wake up in Detroit, Michigan? They don't have any good team. The Lions are finally, which I love it, watching it.
Sure.
They're on their way. They're still an average team right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on in this city? This, we are the best sports city. I say it all the time. It's my home. I grew up here. I will die here. I love this place. It's freaking embarrassing. This is what we get. Not one team is trying to win. Not one. And don't tell me the Cubs are trying to win, intelligent spending. That's all a bunch of bull from management. Andrew Friedman had a great quote. He's the president of the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
If you are always rational about every free agent, you will finish third on every free agent. At some point, you take the freaking checkbook and you go, guess what? I'm not getting beat. If you go somewhere else, it's you're taking less money. Here you go. Nope. Didn't even make an offer formally to Correa, according to Gordon Wittenmeyer. He's got it sourced. He's wildly connected. Didn't even make an offer.
Well, the way I look at it is,
city's a joke sports-wise.
Well, from a fan standpoint, here's how I look at it. I look at it like this. It's like, if you're an owner and you're a millionaire, you're a billionaire, you've got generational wealth, and you own a franchise, you say, well, I've got all I need. Now, because I am an owner, I need to give back to be able to win a championship. There's nothing like being able to own a franchise and then be able to say, not only do I own a franchise, but also have a class organization. It's just like any business, Cap. Why is it that you'd own a business that sucks? Yeah, I own a business that people know, but it's not very good. You put it on Wall Street and it doesn't really do very well as far as the stock market's concerned. I have a business that people know, but it's kind of middling. I wouldn't want to have a business that's in the middle. I don't want to have a business that people could say, boy, that's the shining star of this particular profession. If I'm the owner of a baseball team, an owner of a basketball team, an owner of a hockey team, I'd go all out because, you see, me and my family are already taken care of. But see, it's not just about being an owner and walking into the room and say, look at that guy. He's the owner of the Chicago Blackhawks. Look at this guy making money hand over fist. Look at this guy. He's the owner of the Chicago Cubs. Look at Mr. Ricketts coming in. Look at Mr. Reinsdorf coming in. Ultimately, Cap, once you do own something, you want to say, hey, not only do I own it, but also I'm a winner. Yeah, I've got money. Well, who doesn't when you are an owner? But what about the championships that go along with it? I could not be an owner and suck. At least I wouldn't try to on purpose.
Correct. Like, you're in this to win. Tom Ricketts made generational wealth because he's intelligent. He hit a home run with his family with TD Ameritrade, and then he started InCapital. Made a boatload of money.
Sure.
And he's a good guy. Don't you want to be successful as an owner? And go, you know what? Boy, there goes the Ricketts family. They've won four World Series with the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
It's like they won one. We're good. Jerry, you're 85 years old. Everyone that works for you said you're the best guy to work for. Loyal, fair, good person. You can't take the money with you at some point. Don't you say to Rick, here's a checkbook. There's all these good players out there. Tell Tim Anderson I want to have dinner with him. Tim, I need you to move to second. Mm. We're going to go get Correa or Trey Turner or whoever it is. Jerry, guess what? Jacob DeGrom's interested. We can get him $185 million. Wow. Drop him into the... You can't take the money with you.
That is correct. I can't be an owner and just decide, well, I've got my money. Oh, there's people coming to my games. Yeah, that's great, but what about the championships? I'd want to be an owner in which people would turn their heads. Like the Dodgers or the Warriors, right?
Right.
You turn your head and you're like, boy, that guy has a commitment to winning. When the Padres walk into the room, it's like, boy, You know, I don't know if you guys are going to a championship, but boy, look how much money that you're doling out. You're going for it.
You're trying to win.
That's the whole thing. And in a world-class city like the one that you and I grew up in here in Chicago, we should not be second-rate or third-rate in some instances.
We act like we are in Detroit. That's exactly what we act like. We act like middle market.
Cleveland.
We can't do.
Yeah.
We can't Phoenix. Spend that.
I mean, that's my point is that as a White Sox fan, the team that means the most to me in the city, as a lifelong Southsider, when you see the talent on the field and you have that feeling that you could walk through that door and win another World Series championship while Jerry Reinsdorf is still alive, and then you go to San Diego with nothing, you come out of the trade deadline with nothing, what does that say? What does that say to me as a fan?
I don't care.
Do you not care about me?
Correct.
Do you not care about me? Because ultimately, yeah, you got me. I'm a White Sox fan. You got me, right? Mm-hmm. But I still want to be able to see something entertaining. I want to feel like my team has a chance to win. I'm not a Pirates fan. Okay, I'm not a Royals fan or an Arizona Diamondbacks fan. I want to see talent on the field and make me feel like, hey, we have a chance to win. If you're a Cubs fan, it's the same situation, right? You've got your World Series championship, but now you got to turn the page on all that. Those memories are great. But now when an owner openly says, yeah, there's a money for you to spend, and you don't spend it, there's a disconnect somehow between Crane Kenny and Jed Hoyer or something where there hasn't been more money spent to have more of a commitment to winning. That's all a fan wants is commitment to winning.
Well, it almost seems to me that Crane went on the flagship and said, we have money left over from last year he didn't spend. That stuff should stay in-house. But it is out there so that Jed looks like the bad guy. Well, Jed Hoyer's not spending what he... Hold on a second. Why are we having all this dysfunction? Are we not pulling in this... Wasn't there a quote, I'm trying to get as much money in a wheelbarrow and dump it in front of Theo's office to just keep adding to the player development and the players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair is fair here. Let's be honest. They are cranking a ton of money. Business operations has brought in awesome, awesome amounts of money. Mm-hmm. Fair?
Yeah, absolutely. No
great renovation of the stadium.
You have streams of revenue everywhere around that ballpark.
Okay, and they're getting their DraftKings sports books being built as we speak. Those guys are out there.
Yep.
On the baseball side, they did their job. They won a World Series. At the same time, they did an awful job running their minor league system. Finally, it looks like it's going to start to develop some players. So we can't get everybody in the same room and go, okay, what do we want to do here? We've got a budget. At least come on, be transparent, mm-hmm. folks. When Jet says it's time, the money's there. But if he doesn't feel it's time, we're not going to extend ourselves on a 13-year contract if we don't think it's the right thing to do. But then be transparent, too, and say we're rebuilding. He came on here with us and said, no, I don't think this is a rebuild. What? It is.
Yeah.
Just be honest. That's all we ask.
Yes.
Lay out a plan. I will follow. But when I see one side's yelling about, well, we gave him money. He didn't spend it. The other side's not really talking. It looks dysfunctional. And then you go to the South side.
Oh, my God.
You're a baseball team?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Doors are closed. Just run it back, Cap, because 81-81 was good enough. Right? Do you understand my angst about that?
Yeah.
Like so you're not going to make any changes, and then, of course, it's going to be a 25-minute press conference where Rick Hahn's going to talk for 24 of them and just continue to just talk and try to sock-splain his way through this, and there are no excuses, because if this team comes up short again, guess what? I'm going to hit the roof. Because it doesn't make any sense. You can't look at that ball club and say, yeah, you know what? All you got to do is get healthy and it'll be fine. Because you know why? Because that was the reasoning after the trade deadline. You know, we just got to get healthy. We're fine. I tried. I really tried to be able to. I'm as upset as anybody about, well, you know what? You can't be more upset than me, Rick. Sorry. You spent your summers at Clark Kadadison. So you can't be more upset than me as a White Sox fan.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. I keep telling that to players. You don't understand. We want to win as much as you. I said, no, you don't. You're a mercenary. I said that to a guy.
Yeah.
You're a mercenary. He goes, what do you mean? I said, you're on your fourth team. And the next team that gives you more money, you'll play for them. I'll still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like every one of those fans. They're in their truck right now. They're at their breakfast table. They're in school. They're at a job. They spend their money, their entertainment dollars, cheering the same team every freaking day. That's a fact.
No question about it. So let's open the phone line, Shay, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We want to ask you this question. Which team is more dysfunctional today as we sit here today, the Cubs or the White Sox? And also just weigh in on what we've been talking about with the Chicago sports teams. Again, you as a fan driving around, you listening to this broadcast here that we do every day, you deserve better. Cap and I know that we deserve better as Chicago sports fans. And the idea that there is no real team on the come out of the major teams here in Chicago is really disheartening. Here we go again. We went through this as kids, and now as adults, we're going through this again, where there's no glimmer of hope for the near future for the teams. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that you're going to have a great Thursday. This is not only a Deal Breakers Thursday, but also a Festivus Thursday as well. Because you know what that is, Cap. Coming up at 9 o'clock, much to our surprise, we have Festivus.
Correct. That's airing of grievances.
Oh.
You can call in and go, your take on X was idiotic. Okay.
Okay.
Bring it on.
That's what it is at 9 o'clock, right? It's Festivus for the rest of us?
I wore a flak jacket today.
Okay. So Festivus for the rest of us. Is that what it's called?
Festivus for the rest of us.
I see.
That is what it's called.
Okay.
I've been all over Snorling to do this. We had meetings.
Yeah. It was your idea. Yeah. That's right. That's what we'll tell the people.
So we'll do that coming up at 9 o'clock. So make sure you buy your listening device and make sure that you weigh in with us at 9 for that. But nevertheless, we're talking about what's going on in Chicago. Man, if you're a Chicago sports fan, you should be wearing it right now. And you might be an optimistic Cub fan or Sox fan, Bulls, Bears, or Hawks fan. Point is, though, is that we're talking about what's happening today on December 15th. It looks bleak. Who's going to spin out of there as a winner? We already know the sky's in their own category because that's the winningest team right now. It's the one that won the latest championship. Point is, though, is that it does not look good for the near future for our teams. Let's get your thoughts. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
Can I just read you some numbers really fast, and then we'll go to these calls?
Yeah, also asking the question, who's more dysfunctional, the Cubs or the White Sox? Yes.
Bears, franchise value, pre-closing on the new stadium, $5.8 billion. That's with a B. $5.8 billion, trending towards $10 billion with sports gambling and the new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my projection. Those are from economists. Chicago Cubs, $4.0 billion. $4 billion! He paid $8.45 in 2009. Mm-hmm. And that included then Comcast Sportsnet and all the land in Arizona, Wrigley Field, all of it. White Sox, $2 billion. Bulls, $4.1 billion. We can't go over the luxury tax for a freaking shooter. Blackhawks, $1.4 billion. Do you realize how much money that is? That is 17.3 billion worth of franchises, and everyone is dead ass. Awful.
That's exactly right. And I know that there's going to be those that are wheelers and dealers in each one of these organizations listening to this show and say, oh, we're just supposed to just throw good money after bad money after good money. That's not the point. The point is that you're paid to be able to put a winner on the field. That's the whole point of it, is that you find the right free agents, you go and be smart in the draft, and you have a perennial winner. It's all I ever asked for. It's the minimum what I ask for, a perennial winner in this town. Perennial.
Correct.
Now, again, hopefully that'll spin into a championship at some point, Cap, but
correct.
All I ask for is to be over 500 and be in the mix.
Correct.
That's all I ask for.
Have we had
that's the minimum.
Other than the Theo Jed run where they went to three straight NLCS and five out of 6 years playoff. Can you name me another team that's been that's done that?
No, I mean the Pinella Cubs were good, but there was a
2 years.
There was a ceiling on that success there.
2 years and didn't win a playoff game.
Right,
but 2 years. That was it. 07-08. Bad in 06, fired Dusty. Bad in 09, Lou left. That was it.
Yeah.
Bulls, they had a little success with Tibbs. Couldn't get along. He's out.
Yep.
White Sox, that was a pop-up championship. Awesome.
No, it came out of
in
nowhere.
In 05.
Yep. No one saw it coming.
Lovey couldn't even get to the playoffs other than going to one Super Bowl. They went 6 out of 7 years without a playoff. The Blackhawks, they had a sustained run.
Yes.
And now it's a train wreck.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Here's Jacob in Grays Lake on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
What's up, Sparkles?
Good. Hey, so, yeah, I think it's the truth, right? The Cubs, you asked the question right before we got on. Who's more dysfunctional, the Cubs or the White Sox? I'm not being biased. I mean, the White Sox look pretty bad, but I mean, the Cubs look bad, too. I mean, you have season ticket holders who have been around for 18, 20 years, whatever it is, and calling it quits. I've seen some articles now on Twitter of people backing out and saying that this organization and this ownership is god-awful. Just like Cap saying, it's a bunch of BS. You got the money, you got the checkbook, spend it. It doesn't matter. You can't promise yourself a World Series in 10 years. Go get it now. Go get it in the next 5 years, but you got to start right now. Thanks for the call.
I think all fans want is to be able to see a plan. What I've said this for years as a host and as a fan. It's like, you know, I need to know what your mission statement is. What ultimately is your goal? Is to make money or to be able to win championships? What's more important to you? Yeah, you want to make money because you're an owner. If you're a billionaire, what do you want? You want to be more billions, right? You want more money.
Correct.
Same time though, you want to have championships too. I would want to be that guy walking in the room and saying, yeah, look at me. I got a lot of money, but guess what? I have a sound organization, and I'm winning championships. That matters.
Let me ask you a question. If you took your hard-earned money and you and Peacock went and bought a boat, and the boat looked awful, had a little leak, it was seaworthy, but you're like, Peacock said, Jonathan, the stereo doesn't work, the seats are torn. Like, if we're going to do this, let's at least try.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how we run our our teams here.
Mm-hmm.
We own one, but we're not really trying to do anything with it. Just wring whatever dollars out of it we can. Did you see Sylvie's video yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Sylvie literally walked around the sales department, God bless him, with a cup. Please put your spare change in here for Jed Hoyer so he can get players. And then somebody said, here's an extra dollar for Rick Hahn.
I mean, right, exactly.
It's not far from the truth.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the worst part, Cap. That same boat analogy you just gave, they'll tell you the boat's fine.
But it's not sinking.
Ryan Poles, Jed Hoyer, Rick Hunt, they'll tell you it's fine. We don't need to rebuild. Hawks, we don't need to rebuild. We're fine. At least the Hawks say that they want to rebuild. On the record,
Kyle
say
Davidson
it.
At least admitted, hey, yeah, this is going to be a lengthy process. We're rebuilding. God bless you.
Be fair, what else was he going to say? Like, we all knew it.
Oh, no, but I mean,
dude, Ryan Poles is in the same position. They're 3-10, about to be 3-12 after the Eagles and the Bills.
They just got to replaster some walls, all right? They just got to get some nails.
He told
back
Hoodie's
in the,
question.
The load bearing beams.
He told Hoodie, we're just got to repaint some rooms.
Shay, the reason why that I know what you're saying. You say, well, it's the Blackhawks. Look at the scandal. You know, of course they would say that. Can I just tell you? And ask Cap if you don't believe me. Organizations have lied to the fans for years. Lied to the fans. Make it seem like everything's fine, the sun shines up, no problem. At least you're getting transparency. This should be the era of transparency. Any fan can look at a roster. Every fan has the information. Every fan has the internet. They know whether or not a team stinks or not. So you might as well not lie.
Could we give the argument that's the biggest problem with the Cubs and the White Sox right now? Not even that they're not being transparent with the fans. They're not being transparent with the people in their own buildings.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
With each other.
It's a problem both sides of town. Deerfield, here's Paul on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, guys. Love the show. I have to tell you just as a preface that I'm kind of like Cap every day. I always try to wake up on the right side of the bed and think the day's going to be a better day than yesterday. And I have to be, because although I've been in Chicago for 40 years, I was born and raised in the Detroit area, and I still, unfortunately, to a flaw, have the loyalties to my Detroit sports team. So I just want to take a quick overview of that world. Okay, the Pistons won a few championships. Chuck Daly, Larry Brown. The Red Wings had sustained success and made the playoffs for 25 years in a row before they waited too long for a rebuild, which I believe is correctly now underway with Steve Yzerman at the helm. We had success with the Tampa Bay Lightning and championships there. The Tigers waited too long to tear it down before they rebuilt it, but I believe that they are on the right track. They have money to spend. When Miguel Cabrera comes off the books next year, they'll have another $30 million or so to spend, and their farm system is developing some great pitching. They're woefully in need of hitting, but they're working on it. And that takes me to the Lions, who have painfully been awful for their entire history. They've never been in the Super Bowl. They've had ridiculous leadership ranging from Matt Millen to Matt Patricia, but much to the chagrin of everybody, the Lions have finally started to put together a proper rebuild, but they had to admit to themselves that it had to be torn down to the studs and be built starting from the lines, the offensive and defensive lines first, mm-hmm. and then the skill players, and then making some great moves in the drafts and gathering draft capital and making some good moves. And now all of a sudden, in the proper leadership of Brad Holmes, and Dan Campbell, finally, for the first time, like some really good style leadership and coaching.
Yeah, not since Fonts, right? Not since Wayne Fonts.
Yeah, you keep running them through there, and we appreciate your call, Paul. Oh. It's cool to see what the Lions are doing. I've been on them for a while. Really cool, but we're not Detroit,
right?
This is, you ask any casual fan across the country, give me the best sports cities in America. Mm-hmm. They'll go New York, Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia. Not Detroit, not Cleveland, here. We pride ourselves on our teams. Mm-hmm. When the Bears lose, people are bummed. It's like a rite of passage here to be a Bears fan. And guess what? And it's just, it's awful where we're at. It's embarrassing.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air as we talk to you about the dysfunction in Chicago sports. Which team is more dysfunctional today, the Cubs or the White Sox? Also, coming up this half hour, an opportunity for you to win a four-pack of tickets to the Legends of Basketball Showcase. We'll tell you how you get those tickets this half hour on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
You know, Jerry Reinsdorf, when I first got into baseball, I've never told this story before, and I like Jerry very much, and I'm sorry, Jerry, but here it comes. He sat me down. I was 32 years old, just in baseball for my first of 18 years, and he said, you know what? Here's my best advice to you. Finish in second place every single year because your fans will say, wow, we've got a shot. We're in it. But there's always the carrot left. There's always one more step to take.
Former Florida Marlins general manager David Sampson on the Dan Levitard show with Stu Gatz a few years ago, telling that story about Jerry Reinsdorf. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Jerry doesn't like Sampson very much.
He doesn't.
There's a disconnect between those two. But Sampson, on his Nothing Personal podcast, says a lot of things that probably are taboo, but he's not going to get back in baseball, so he's telling all his truths based on what he remembers being a general manager with the Marlins.
Do you remember when they built the new stadium down there?
Yeah.
That, like, it's very opulent, but nobody goes.
Mm-hmm.
He literally wanted to hire exotic dancers to have them dance around the foul poles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
He said, we have beautiful women here in Miami. Put one around or two around each foul pole and have them dance. Yes. Out of his mind.
He was doing anything he could to get people in that ballpark. I mean, remember they started pro player.
Correct.
At a football stadium. Ask the old Cleveland fans what that's like to play in an empty football stadium. So he did all he could to try to find attractions because the baseball team wasn't good enough. Correct. So just put women on the foul poles, right?
Right.
And that's what we're talking about here this morning, everybody. Just talking about what's going on with the state of Chicago sports. It is dysfunctional. And still to come, we'll talk more about what's happening with the Cubs and the White Sox. But we're asking, which team's more dysfunctional? 312-332-3776. Everything's quiet on the Cubs and Sox front as far as free agency is concerned so far. Maybe something else will happen this week. But so far, very quiet this morning, right?
Here's the problem. Every minute, it seems like someone goes off the board. Mm-hmm. Dansby Swanson's left. He's a very good player. It's almost like I got friends of mine who are Cubs fans who are some season ticket holders texting me, Dansby Swanson. Dansby Swanson's a really good player. Really good.
Sure.
He may not have the eye-popping numbers of Aaron Judge. He's a really good player, and he'd be a really good fit in the Cubs clubhouse, the whole deal.
Yeah.
But that's not all you need.
No, but here's the thing. I didn't expect the Cubs to have a grand slam home run this offseason. I expected them to be able to start putting some pieces together, more than what they've done so far.
Agreed.
Swanson, again, is one of those guys, for me, that could be a pillar for the team as a piece. Now, again, next offseason, yeah, you want to be able to add more, but I don't expect the Cubs to go to the playoffs. But, again, for any team in an offseason, you want to see incremental success. You want to feel like that you won in the offseason to get your team better. No matter where it is, last place, first place, you want to be able to be in a position where you say, hey, you know what, this team is getting better incrementally. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. In Wheaton, here's Tim on ESPN 1000. All right, Tim.
Guys, pleasure to be on the show. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for checking in, Tim.
Of course. So, I think it's really bad that Crane Kenny went on the flagship and said that, like throwing Jet under the bus. Jet has said that he doesn't like to discuss payroll because it puts him at a competitive disadvantage, and I agree with that. So that's one. That's really bad. And two, I mean, I don't. Correa, the Cubs need to spend absolutely. I think Swanson would be great. Correa, I think he is overpaid. He's been, what, in the top 10 in MVP voting once. I think he's been an All-Star twice. I don't know if he's ever had 100 RBIs or 30 home runs. So he's a very good player, absolutely. But for $350 million, I think I'd rather the Cubs spend that, maybe save that money for Ohtani next year.
And if you don't get him, then what?
That's a problem. The Cubs, they have the money to spend. They need to spend the money. Swanson would be great. I'd like to see another pitcher. I don't know why Rodon can't be on the list, but... Yeah, for Correa, I think he is a little overvalued, to be honest.
Well, Tim, here's how I look at it and appreciate the phone call. You know, you may say he might be overpaid, maybe overvalued, but ultimately that's a player that can make a difference for your baseball team. And here's where money's going. Ask Cap if you don't believe me. Look at how the money's being spent now, Cap, over the last 12 months or so. Big-time money is being spent. I do not personally believe in giving a baseball player a 10-year or more contract because you'll never be able to get the real value for that contract. But hopefully within that contract, you can knock it down a couple times with some championships.
Except we can say that, and I read you the quote from Andrew Friedman from the Dodgers. If you're going to always try and hit... What was his line? If you're always rational about every free agent, you will finish third on every free agent. Dodgers president Andrew Friedman once said. And he's worked in Tampa, where he didn't have big budgets. Mm-hmm. And he's worked in L.A., where he's got
the biggest
no budget.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, other than the Mets, he's got the most.
Yeah, yeah.
So my point is, guys are getting these longer deals. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, can you fill me in why you'd give someone a 13-year deal? Because it lowers the average annual value of the contract so you don't hit the luxury tax levels as quickly. We know the last 3 years of the Correa deal is not going to look good. But the first 10 might look really good.
Maybe. And that's
first
the whole.
First 7, first 8. And if they win, they don't care. That's how much money they're making. It's a 12, last year. $12 billion in revenue in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Well, let me just say this. Because of that, all right, great. You signed someone for 12-year deal. But the fan wants you to not stop there. Because in the past, whether it's a Robinson Cano deal or an Alex Rodriguez deal in which these guys had, what, 8 or 9 years, 10-year contracts cap, it's one thing to pay that and show that commitment, but you can't stop there. This is why what we see from the Texas Rangers, is what we see from the San Diego Padres, because if you just stop there and say, "This is look at what we've done, an 11-year deal or 12-year deal for Bogarts or for some," okay, so you got to keep going now. Once you set that precedent, you got to keep going.
Correct.
You got to go. This is why the Padres and the Phillies, to an extent, and the Rangers have done this.
Correct. They didn't stop at Bryce Harper. They went, "Oh, hold on a second. Zach Wheeler, who everyone thought was going to the White Sox, mm-hmm. Zach Wheeler's available. All right, give him 100 and whatever million. Oh, Trey Turner's coming? 300? Done. Real Muto we can get? Done." They just keep adding.
You do business how you want to do business. You could do it the way what the Rangers are doing, or the Padres are doing, the Phillies are doing, or do it the way the White Sox are doing and saying, "Well, we're not going to pay anything more than what we've given to Grandal. The highest paid contract in the history of the team.
$73
million. That the going rate?
Shohei Ohtani is going to get $50 million a year next year.
Yeah. 500.
$50
million. Yeah.
When he's a free agent a year.
And worth every penny, by the way, because he does two things for you.
Correct. Who did we have on? Maybe it was at TV. I had somebody on. No, it was when Brett Boone was here with us. That interview Danny loved. Brett Boone said, "If I was a GM, I'd give $25 million a year for him to be my number one starter. Oh, he might hit 40 home runs? I'll give you $25 million to be my slugger." That's $50 million a year.
Yes, and that's when it's worth it. He does two things for you.
Two things. And sells tickets on top of it.
Jimmy and Burbank on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Jimmy.
Cap and Hoodie.
What's up? Bop, bop, bop.
How you doing, guys?
We're good.
How you doing?
This White Sox situation has to be one of the worst I've ever seen. It reminds me, can you imagine if the Cubs in 2014 just decided not to sign Lester, not to add anybody else, and just go about it? Like, they're in the position to do big things, and they're not doing it on their own accord. That's the first thing. The second thing, out of everybody, meaning the general managers of Chicago, my personal faith is in Ryan Poles, and I'll tell you why. I watch that man leave his house every morning. He is gone by 5 a.m. He is gone out the door on his way to work. And I doubt Rick Hahn is or anybody else, because what do you need to leave your house for at 5 a.m. if you ain't doing anything? So
yeah, work ethic, I will never question Rick or Jet. Those guys work their ass off 24/7. And Ryan Poles, and I hope he is perfect, he hasn't made a move yet other than maybe the Brisker draft, where you go, "Boy, that was astute."
Mm-hmm.
He's torn it apart. Can he build it back up? I don't know. We got to get into the Dan Pompey article eventually, where Roquan sat down with him. Whoa. Not real complimentary.
Your shot at tickets to the Intersport Showcase at the United Center. If you want to see college basketball, we got tickets to give away coming up. Plus, Matt Eberflus gave an update on the status of Justin Fields. All still to come on Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
The Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. So what's the latest on Justin Fields and the Bears? The Bears get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Some thoughts now from Matt Eberflus. What does Fields not practicing do for your ball club?
Yeah, just staying engaged. You know, he is in the building, so he's engaged, and he's, you know, obviously working through all the plays. You know, we got, you know, the number of plays we always have on runs and passes that we have on first and second down, all the different things we do, and he's engaged there and learning those as we go, and he'll be fine.
That is awesome. Such a young guy, quarterback for the Bears, and now he's engaged. Mazel. Congratulations to Justin Fields.
He wasn't talking about that kind of engaged.
Huh?
He was talking about he is engaged with them in dialogue about the plays they're going to run on Sunday, even though he couldn't practice because he wasn't feeling well. Not engaged to a girl.
Well, I don't know his registry.
He's not registered.
How do you know?
Because he was engaged with Eberflus and the coaches about the play calling.
He's engaged to Eberflus?
Not.
Oh well, I'm not one to judge.
These guys.
Here now, some thoughts from Eberflus. Fields is sick.
Justin Fields is ill today and will not practice.
Ill.
He's day-to-day. He's feeling better day-to-day, so we'll go from there. I'm not going to answer questions about when, where, what, all that other stuff. He's just day-to-day, and he's we'll list it as illness for today, and we'll go from there. And he's feeling better every single day, and we'll go as we go through the week. With that, I will open up to questions.
Hey, you sound like he's improving, and so are you not really concerned about his availability for Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's day-to-day. I think he is improving. I think he's feeling better, and it's looking positive.
You're anticipating having him Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Here, Matt, let's help you out here with Media Training 101. First of all, it's Chicago, okay? You're not going to tell us what – you're not going to tell us, well, I'm not going to get into the what, where, who, where, what. Yes, you will. Since you offered that he's sick, yeah, we're going to ask you, well, how is he? Is he available?
Did he not say, I'm not going to answer any questions?
All right.
Is he going to play?
Yeah, and then the first question, is he going to play? Yeah, I think. Yeah,
leisure.
Come on. You're not going to. First of all, you don't say that here. This ain't high school. Okay? I'm not going to get into the what, where, who, where. Yes, you will.
That's what I told you happened with Lovey. I'm not going to get into anything about changes on the coaching staff. It was the last time he was going to meet the media. The last for the season. Coach, but we've got to ask, are you bringing Mike Martz back? I'm not going to get into the coaching staff. Coach, this is our last chance to talk to you. Are you bringing back or making changes to the staff? That's it. I'm out. He walked out. And then they called the kid over, brought him in the wide receiver. Why can't you treat me like the coach in Oklahoma? What I say is the absolute law. Because this is Chicago, not Norman, Oklahoma. Take that.
Justin Fields is ill today and will not practice.
Okay.
He's day-to-day. He's feeling better day-to-day. So we'll go from there. I'm not going to answer questions about when, where, what, all that other stuff. He's just day-to-day. And he's we'll list it as illness for today, and we'll go from there. And he's feeling better every single day, and we'll go as we go through the week. With that, I'll open up to questions.
Jason?
Hey, you sound like he's improving, and so are you not particularly concerned about his availability for Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's day-to-day. I think he is improving. I think he's feeling better, it's looking positive.
You're anticipating having him Sunday?
Yes.
Nah!
Would have been great if he'd have said, I just said I'm not answering questions, but he would never do that. Ditka would have bit your head off.
You see that, Shay? I mean, he buckled within 42 seconds.
Beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, just, I'm not going to get into it. Do you expect him to play Sunday? Yeah. Come on.
Love you, Jason Leisure of the Sun-Times.
Soft. S-A-W-F-T.
Ditka, what would he have said? What did I just say? Jason, I'm not going to talk about it.
You got a problem? Talk to the trainer. Next. Good. Jason. Look, kid. Look. We're not going to get into it. You'll find out on Sunday. Good, Jason.
If he can't go, the other quarterback will start.
Yeah. We'll go to the other Billy Joe. Next.
His name's Nathan Coat.
Oh.
Nathan Peterman.
10. Whatever his name is. Good, Jim. Anything else? I mean, he buckled.
He's
under pressure.
He's got to go to the Belichick School of Press Conference, where if the quarterback's hurt and somebody asks you, well, is he going to play on Sunday? You don't even answer the question. You just stare right into their soul. Then move on.
You don't tell someone what you're not going to talk about. You give the information that you can, and then you keep it moving. But as soon as he put that out there, the media's triggered like, oh, you're going to try to hold something back from us? All right, how about that? Take that, right?
Correct. He buckled.
312-332-3776.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play. Good. Jim, what about that, Q?
What's going on, Jay?
What up, Q Ball?
Yeah, what up? I just want to say for the Chicago team that it ain't just the White Sox and the Cubs that, you know, just horrible and not paying. It's the whole Chicago team. Like, even with the Chicago Bulls, the Bears. Like, look at the Bears. The Bears should have had a dynasty with the 85 Bears, but they didn't want to play the players when the Dallas Cowboys took the championship that we should have had. Even with the Bulls could have got LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and D-Wade. Those championships they won should have been us because they would have been playing with Derrick Rose, Joe Kim Noah. We would have had a whole team.
Well, you can't make anybody
Thank
come.
Thank you, Q.
You can't make anybody come to your team, though, Q. That's the thing. The reason why that they – it's funny because Thibodeau's in town. The reason why that those Bulls teams can win, not just because of the Derrick Rose injury, but LeBron was in the conference.
Correct.
It's just the way the league is built, man. It's just the championship stays at a certain place for a couple of years and it moves on to another place. It's not year after year there's a new champion. And so because LeBron's there, it was going to be difficult for the Bulls team that was averaging less than 100 points a game to get past LeBron and the Cavs.
Correct.
It just was.
Correct. Now, there are people who believe that when the Bulls were engaged on LeBron, D-Wade, Bosh, they only had room for two of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And that they told D-Wade, we'll take you and LeBron. He's like, no, we gave our word to Bosh. If you can't get a third spot, we're out. And that's how they ended up in Miami. I don't know if that would have come to fruition. Would have been cool to see if they had gotten a third salary slot. They didn't have a third max spot.
Every Thursday at 8:30, we have a special segment. Do you know that name of that segment? If you know the name of the segment, be caller 4, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. If you know our 8:30 every Thursday segment, we will take care of you with the Legends of Basketball Showcase. It's coming to the United Center this Saturday as part of the four-game set. You're not eligible. Northern Iowa will face Towson. Also, it'll be Tulane taking on George Mason, Dayton against Wyoming, NC State against Vanderbilt in the evening session. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 4, regular line. What's our segment we do every Thursday at 8:30? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.